The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Mem Dalid. Today's daf is being studied. Led the Nishmat of Ram Ben Esther, who Hashem to Nihalim began Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashrema, Yosef Ben Sarah, Sarah Bat Rachev, Shlomo Ben Miriam, Moshe Ben Dina, Shaul Gabriel, Hai Ben Sarah, and the Refan Lahim. And not a friend of them, and not a friend of Fatah Nefet, Fatah Goof. For Atam Kerabal Bavachin Yerasum and Omar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Gimel Amud Beth, starting 3 lines from the bottom, the last word on the line. Tanya, we learned in yesterday's Sugya Shitav Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan taught in the name of Rabbi Yosef that Rabbi Yosef holds that when it comes to making an item hefker, so the item doesn't leave the owner's possession until it gets into a second person's possession. So long as he's made it hefker and didn't go anywhere else, so he has the ability to be chozer. He can retract from the hefker. That was Rabbi Yohanan's opinion, even though the Gemara fell off that opinion. The Gemara is now revisiting that opinion of Rabbi Yohanan, is going to analyze it and question it. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we have a bright, a mafkir et sadehu. A person makes his field hefker. Kol shlosha yamim yachol lahzor bo. So you have a 3-day rule over here. For 3 days, he's able to retract. However, mikan ve'ilach en yachol lahzor bo. After 3 days, finished. The hefker is binding. Now, what is this 3-day rule that you can retract from your hefker? Within 3 days. Look at the Ran. Tanya. Hamafkir etzadeo kol shloshem yechol lachzor bo. Ra'iti shemu'a zu shelo nitbarera yafe bedvera rishonim zahal. Lefi aniyut dati. So I saw the rishonim discuss the subject. Not so clear, he says, but I'm going to try to explain it. Ve'kach nered'edi bifirusha kol shloshem yechol lachzor bo. Mikan ve'ilech en yechol lachzor bo. Medeka mafliig b'sefa. We're going to see the second part of this statement. We might as well read the statement immediately. The second part of the statement says, Amar, if the guy said, that same guy, Tehe said, Ezu mufkeret liyom echad, right? The guy said, let the field be mufkar just for 1 day. The Shabbat echad for 1 week, the Chodesh echad, the Shana echad, or the Shavua echad, for Shavua echad means for 7 years, which means he made a partial hefker. Not a partial, we'll call it a temporary ifkir, right? He put a certain date limit to it. So then he put a cap, exactly. So then Gemara says, Ad shelo zachaba, before anybody acquires it, ben hu, ben ahed, whether it's the guy himself or somebody else, yechol lachzor bo. Then everybody has the ability to retract. Mish zachaba, but once somebody is zocheba, ben hu, ben ahed, en yechol lachzor. Then everybody cannot retract. So in the Sefa, we see a case of what? Where there is an ability to retract even if one makes hefker. The cutoff point that you can't retract an hefker is once somebody owns it. So the Gemara, I just continue one more line, says, Resha Rabbanan Sefar Rabbi Yosef. Because it sounds like that we have this bright over here that its opinions are split. The Sefar clearly sounds like Rabbi Yosef. What is it saying? That you made an item hefker. Until somebody else gets it, you have a right to retract. That is the way Rabbi Yohanan understood Rabbi Yosef. That ifkir is not conclusive until it gets to somebody else. From the sefa, it sounds like it's clearly Rabbi Yosef. Because he's making a chiluk between somebody else was zocher or not. In that interim, you're able to be chozer. The resha, however, sounds more like Rabbanan. Why? Because they're saying after 3 days, we'll see what the 3-day business is, but after 3 days, the hefker is hefker. We have to see why in 3 days he has the ability to retract, and that we're going to see that on now. So let's read again. Tanya, hamafkir et sadeh kol gimel yamim yachol lahazor bo. So just v'chen nereh. V'chen nereh di bepirusha. Kol shoshe yamim yachol lahazor bo, mikam v'elechen yachol lahazor bo, medekam afzik besefa. In the sefa, we have a chiluk. Whether somebody was zocher or not zocher, diktani shad shelo zakai yechol lachzor bo, mishe zakai yechol lachzor bo, b'resha lo mafdig, but in the resha there's no chiluk like that, v'achi ela tole, hazara bekodim gimel, lachar gimel. No, hazara business is before 3 days, and after 3 days. Shema mina hachi ketani kol gemal yamim yachol lazor bo mefkero vafilu zacha acher kodem hazarato lo kana. Which means, even if, let's say, within 3 days, somebody else was koneh the item, doesn't matter, you still could be chozer. That's what the Nesha is saying. It's a tremendous deen. She's a guy made in a field efker, somebody else was zoche in the field, the original owner could come along and say, I retract. What's the logic? The reason why we allow in this case over here that the efker can be retracted, because we have a law that if a person has a field, he's hayav to give ma'aser on his field. However, the law is, if the field is hefker, it's ownerless, one is patur from giving ma'aser from an ownerless field. We're in the Ran on Mem Gimel Amud Bet. So it says, Hayu ha-ramayim mafkirim sadotehen kedeh lepater. What was happening? The ramayim, the tricksters, they were making their fields hefker so they could be patur from ma'aser. They don't want to give their taxes, they don't want to give their ma'aser. So what do? They make the field hefker. But what was their intention? They'll make it hefker, and then they'll reacquire it from hefker, and therefore they figured out a loophole, a legal loophole, to put in themselves some. The whole hefker was for trickery over here. So therefore they said, if they are chozer within 3 days, it's not considered hefker. See, it's like a penalty. She's really, I'm going to say that Isha is the opinion of the rabbis. That really when you make hefker, it's out of your possession, and minat Torah, it is a legal hefker, and technically if they acquire it back, they should be patur from ma'aser. But the rabbis wanted to get involved with these tricksters over here. So how do we get involved with these tricksters? We come along and say, listen, if a guy does a hefker, within the first 3 days, when he takes the field back, the hefker is nullified. Why do we do that? Because we don't want these guys to protect themselves from ma'aser by making the fields hefker. Now we're going to see why they went even so far. And even if somebody else is going to be zocher, now that we have to find out in the Gemara, why should that be so? So I understand why you want to penalize the guy himself, because he's making tricks over here maybe. Which means the guy's saying, listen, I want my field to be hefker. We have to choshesh. Maybe this guy's one of these tricksters that's just making the field hefker so he can be poter for ma'asir. So therefore he said, you know what? Fellow, when you take the field back, the hefker is nullified. Which means the field was never hefker. And therefore you have to give ma'asir. But we went even further. That if somebody else is zocher, technically I made it hefker. Somebody else is okay, they have care within 3 days, I could nullify. Now why should I penalize the other guy? I understand what you're doing to the owner of the field himself. So the Ran says, even though the other guy, he didn't do nothing wrong. Which means, if I don't give a retraction ability to when somebody else is okay, it's not going to work when the guy himself Zochet, why? She'im yidu ha-ramayim k'shi yishkei bo acher kana. If the ramayim, they're going to see, they made it efker, right? And they're going to see somebody else was acquiring it, and the rabbi is going to say, he owns it. So they're going to say what? Lo yishmiru l'divri hachim shem lo yiknu. Delimru ki echi da'achar zacha mefkera, ananame mefkera zachinan. Which means they're going to say like this, just like the other guy was Zochet from mefker, we also was Zochet from mefker. So then we had to make a law across the board. Just like the next guy is not Zochet mefker, meaning you could be chozer, even after he got it, so too when you take it yourself, it's a hazara of the hefker. I mean, they had to make their law across the board. So let's understand exactly what the Braita is saying. Let's get the clarity in the Braita. It's very important to set it up correctly, and then we'll understand the Shito. Braita, Resha is saying, recognize that there was a situation where there was Ramaim, tricksters, that looked for ways to get out of giving their Hayuv Ma'asir. Now, there's a very easy way to get out of it. You have your field. Now, you have to have 10%. It's a lot. Come along and say, it's hefker, it's ownerless. Hefker is exempt from ma'aseh. Then all you have to do is, after you make an hefker, acquire it back. Now, you're acquiring it from hefker. Something that you acquire from hefker is patur from ma'aseh. It's a very legal loophole to get out of this item. But the rabbis didn't want you to use this loophole over here. This is trickery over here. You really own the field. The hefker, you're only doing it in order to get out of it. So the rabbis made a rule like this. Which means, really, the rabbis hold, in principle, when you make something hefker, it's out of your possession. That's what the rabbis hold. You don't have to wait till somebody else acquires it. out of your possession, and technically that should work, even by a field, even to exempt you from Ma'asir. Came the rabbis, they said, you know what? Within 3 days, and I'll tell you why they made it a three-day rule, in 3 days, any time a guy makes an Efker on the field, and then he takes it back, the Efker is nullified. Why they do that? So you cannot exempt yourself from Ma'asir with this quasi-Efker. I'll tell you why 3 days in a second. But I'm just giving you, they made a 3 day cutoff point. That what? That within 3 days, a guy that does such a thing and then reacquires it, he's reacquiring it as if to say the Ifkir never happened. Or for that matter, even if somebody else acquired it. If somebody else acquired it, he could still be Hozir. I mean, if somebody else acquired it, the owner could come along and say, I'm out. I don't want the Hefker to be hal. And what? They did that also in order that the guy will really understand that it's not a Hefker, not only when he is acquiring it, but even when somebody else is acquiring it, so he won't think the thing is the rabbis are tricking him and playing around with him. Good. Why'd they make 3 days? Because 3 days, a guy's not going to leave his field for more than 3 days if he's looking to trick. So normally when a guy's tricking, what does he do? He makes a Hefker, he takes it right back. So again, they made it a three-day rule. For more than 3 days already, we say a guy's not, looking to trick and things like that. He's not going to leave his field, held up for more than 3 days. If the guy's looking to trick, he's going to do it immediately. Right? He wants to get it right back right away. So they were worried about the three-day rule. But after that, they said, bottom line, the Hefker is Hefker. But what do you see from here? After 3 days, once a guy makes it Hefker, it's done. Which means, even before somebody else acquired it, his Hefker is Hefker. He cannot be Hozer, that's it. The Efker is Efker, that's still in his issue. So you see, the Shah is really following the opinion of the rabbis. Because the rabbi, take away the Ma'asir issue, the 3 day issue, which is a side point of Ma'asir. After 3 days, what's the law? Once the guy makes Efker, it's done. There's no Hazara. Even before it gets to somebody else. So what do you see? But the rabbis, the Efker, once you make it, it goes out of his possession. In the Sefa, however, we saw the opposite. In the Sefa, we said if a guy makes a partial Efker, call it a partial Efker because he did it for a certain amount of days. I'm making Efker for 1 day, I'm making Efker for 1 week, for 1 month, whatever like that. There, the Gemara says that if you made an Efker like that, then you have the ability to back out until somebody else acquired it. That means what? Until somebody else acquired it, it's really considered by you. That's more like the opinion of an Abiyose that says Efker is not out of your possession until somebody else acquires it. So therefore you see what? The Resha is following the Rabbanan, and the Sefa is following the Biyosin. You can't have a Braita that has, Resha, the Rabbanan, and Sefa, the Biyosin. It doesn't work that way. Now, just to appreciate, look at the bottom line. Mikan ve'ilach in yachod lachazor bo. After 3 days, in the Resha, after 3 days you cannot be chazor bo. Ve'afil lo zakha bo adam. Even if nobody acquired it, lo kol emenu lachzor bo, mishum dahash lo shatu dekal lemahat shel ma'im, shekot shel asa efker b'ramaut ena ba'adim aharim leskot bo yotem gimal. Exactly. 3 day rule is for the ma'im. After 3 days, we're not concerned about the ma'im anymore. Once he made efker, he cannot be chozer bo. So you see what? That's shitat rabbanan. Next run, the E. Look at the second. Ve'i amar tehe sadeh zu mufker liyom echad, shabbat echad, ad shelo zachaba benu benachad yachod lachzor. Resha Rabbanan, ve'sefa Rabbi Yoseh? The Gemara is asking a question. Kasar kada dagashta de tamad Rabbi Yoseh de asar b'matnitin, ked Rabbi Yohanan de amal ayad nefket, ke matana de ad atel rishut zoche, lo nafzik mishut mefkir. So at this point we're thinking that Rabbi Yoseh holds of the opinion like Rabbi Yohanan explained it above, that hefker is like a matana. That just like a matana doesn't leave your possession until you actually give it to somebody else. So to efker doesn't leave your possession until you give it to somebody else. Mishumahachi kamar leshar rabbanan v'sefa Rabbi Yoseh. Ubaachi achale kula braita shapir. Now the braita works out good. Dereisha ketani kosh tosha yamim yechod lachzor b'pnei ramayim. Uchtev parishi. 3 days is a ramayim business. Mikan v'ilach en yechod lachzor b'medina. But after 3 days, from the law, you cannot retract. Why? The sfira leil rabbanan de efker mi'idanad efkere mafkir nafik lemreshuteh. Good. The second he makes an efker, it leaves his possession. So the resha clearly is rabbanan. After 3 days, once the guy makes an efker, there's no hazara. Ve'sefa ketani de imamate sedezu mufkeret liyom echad b'chiyai gabna leka lemechad shel ma'im. Now, in the sefa, it's not an inyan of the ma'im anymore. Why? Because If a guy was at Ramah, he's not going to make a hefker for 1 day or 2 days. If the guy's interested in making trickery, he'll just say, the item's hefker forever, and then just acquire it back. From the fact that this guy's over here coming along to say 1 day, 1 week, that shows really his hefker is a legal hefker. He's not looking to play games. And still, what is the Braita saying? That if he wants to be hozer, we're not going to put a three-day rule in the sefa, because there's no need to put a three-day rule in the sefa. From the way he made his hefker, he sees not an amai. A regular amai just says what? It's hefker. He doesn't put the days on it. What does he put the days on it for? Because anyway, he knows he's going to reacquire it 2 seconds later. Right. So therefore, the fact that the guy put days on it, I'm making hefker for a day, for a week, for a month, whatever it is. No. So the guy's legitimate, and the Braita is saying what? He's able to hozer. So what is before the other guy gets it? That sounds like it's going like Rabbi Yosef. Well, so the Gemara says, Lesha, Rabbanan, Sefa, Rabbi Yosef. How do you square this off? So comes the Gemara and says, Ula's answer. Fifth line down. Amar Ula, Sefa, Namir, Rabbanani. Oh, Sefa is also Rabbanan. How could the Sefa be Rabbanan? Because the Chaurah, according to Rabbanan, once he makes it Efker, it's out of his possession. He can't be Hozer. Why is the Sefa saying that what? Until somebody else acquired it, the guy's able to make Hazara. What do you mean? You can't make Hazara. It's not by you to make Hazara. You made it Efker already. So the Gemara asked that question. So the Gemara says, Shani Shana Veshavua Deloshkihi. Hiddush in the Rabbanan. It's not so conventional, so normal for a guy to make a hefker, an item for a day. They make a hefker, an item for a week. It's a funny type of situation, right? Normally when a guy makes a hefker, he makes it hefker. La'olam. The fact that he made it in such a way, it shows, like the way that Ran says, the adayin agidbe. He's still holding on. So you're right. In a normal case where a guy just made it hefker, regular, the rabbis come along and say, it's already out of your possession. You cannot make Hazara. That's what they hold. In this case, they hold, you can make Hazara until somebody else gets it. Why? From the fact that you made Efker in such an unconventional way, and not such a normal way, where you showed already that you're semi-attached to the item. It's only Efker for 1 day. It's only Efker for a week. So if it shows that it's not like a conclusive Efker, so you're still attached. In that case, even the rabbis will agree that why are you able to retract before somebody else gets it? So now, what Ula really did is, he modified the opinion of the rabbis. Till now, we always thought, when the rabbis say that Efker is Efker, it's in all cases. When you make Efker, it's out. It's out of your possession. I don't care, 1 day, 2 weeks, forever. Now we're saying that it's a Hiluk. Only the Rabbanan said the din is when they made it Efker, Olamit. When they made like a temporary Efker, that's the words, temporary Efker, that already, it's like he's still holding. Let's read that in the words of the Ran. Metaritz Ula. It's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines on the bottom of the Ran. Let's see the words of the Ran inside, how he explains the answer. Metaritz Ula, v'ama desefa, namir banani. V'tama, d'ad shelo zakaba, benhu, benachad, yachod, la'azor bo. Mishum, deshani, shavua, v'shabat, delo shchihan. Kilomar, delo shchihat, demefkere, inche, b'chi, agavna. It's not so normal that a person makes a hefker in such a way. Since he did it in a different way, amdin and the date, we can assume kevan shelo ratza dafkiru hefker olam. Right? He didn't want to obviously make it hefker forever. Ve'akati agid gabe. It's still by him. It's still attached to him. Afilu b'otos man shefkiru lo nihalid dipuk b'rishute. Even in the time that he made it hefker, he's not happy that it leaves his position ad. Nice way of saying it. What Rabbi Yosef holds by Hefker Olamit, Rabbanan holds by Hefker Lizman. Rabbi Yosef says, even by Hefker Olamit, it's still by him until somebody else gets it. So when Rabbi Yosef says by Hefker Olamit, Rabbi Yosef is going to hold by a temporary Hefker. Because that's where Ula squares off the Blaita. Now we're going to give a different answer of Reish Lakish. Comes the Gemara and says, Reish Lakish Amar. 5 lines on the bottom of the Gemara. Reish Lakish Amar. Medesefa Rabbi Yosef, Leshana Mer Rabbi Yosef. He goes the other way. Instead of making the whole Braita Rabbanan, he makes the whole Braita Rabbi Yosef. Now, we don't got to worry about the Sefa of the Braita. Because the Sefa of the Braita is Rabbi Yosef. Because clearly it's saying that the guy has an ability to retract until somebody else gets it. What does that mean? That Hefker is still by the owner until somebody else acquires it. So the Sefa is not our issue. Our issue is the Resha. What's our issue in the Resha? Our issue is in the Resha that you told me you have a 3-day rule. That was a 3-day rule, say. 3-day rule, he could acquire it back. Even after somebody else acquires it, he's able to acquire it back. We made a special takana by Maaser. We don't want these the tricksters, whatever it is. But after the 3 days, it's Lashma. Once he makes it Hefker, it's gone. It's out of his issue. So how can that be Rabbanan? How can that be Yosef? So it says, V'resha ainu ta'ama. You know what the reason of the resha is? De'lo l'shtakach Torah tefker. We don't want the people to forget the law of Hefker. That what? We don't want the people to forget that by a field that's Hefker, it's patur from Ma'asir. We want that law to be remembered by the people. So how do we enforce that that law is going to be remembered by the people? After 3 days, we come along and say the field is Hefker, and therefore, even if the guy acquires it back, or for that matter, if somebody else acquires it, cannot make Hazara. Once he cannot make Hazara, means the guy is being koneh from Hefker, and therefore, people will remember that the law of fields of Hefker are Patur. That's like, so it's a method to keep that law in intact. Now let's read the bottom bottom run. B'nei Shlakish amar, b'nei Sefer Rabbi Yosef, eshal Rabbi Yosef. U'dikakash shirak yachid achash losha amay en yachod la'azor bo. Right? According to Rabbi Yosef, even after 3 days, you should be able to chozer bo. Because let's just crystallize Rabbi Yosef shita. Hefker is still the owner until it gets to somebody else. So the Chaura, even in the Sefer, he should still have that ability to be chozer until it gets to somebody else. But in the Sefa, we're saying once he makes it Hefker, it's gone. The Resha. Once he makes it Hefker, it's out of his possession. Why? The same. There shouldn't be a chaluk between before 3 days and after 3 days. Hayru tama de lo l'shtekach Torah tefker. Kolomar. Inech name. The medina de Rabbi Yosef afilu achash losha yachod lachzor bo. Really, according to Rabbi Yosef, from the law, even after 3 days, no difference, you should be able to retract. Ela hayru tama. Let's go to the Amud Bet now. De'i amrinan ache. If you're going to let the guy retract, which means the guy's going to make an Hefker, and then you're going to let him, you know, bring it back, atu lememar, de'chi lo hazar bonameh, they're going to come to make a following mistake. They're going to think when he's not chozer, ve'zacha bo acher, and somebody else acquired it, lo mehefkera kazacheh. They're not going to understand that they were zoche that field from Hefker. The kevad the mekamed the liskebe haya yachol mafkir lahazor bo alma brishuteh avekae, which means from the fact that before the somebody else acquires it, when he makes it Hefker, the guy's able to bring it back. So therefore, they're going to think v'nimsa she'en ze zoche min Hefker ela mekabel matana v'kasavri de mehayev b'maaser. What are we concerned is going to happen? You're going to tell me what? Keep it on the law. What's going to be the law? A guy makes it Hefker, until somebody else acquires it, he can take it back. That means what? You look at it, like, it sounds like the Hefker is really not Hefker until it gets to somebody else. That's what it really is saying. That's what does it mean he can take it back? That he can be Zochet from Hefker. When he takes it back, means he undoes the Hefker. The Hefker never happens. The Hefker is not Chal until... So somebody else takes it, right? That's the Biyosef Shita. If you're going to enforce that, in the case of the Ma'asir, you're going to run into an issue. Because what are the people going to say? Let's speak out a scenario, just so you can see clearly. They're going to see a case of a guy who had a field, made it Hefker, after 3 days, and he acquired it back. He was able to retract on the Hefker, which means it's not Hefker. Hefker is undoable. So you know what they're going to think? It's going to come to be a mistake where a guy is going to make it field Hefker. He's not going to retract, right? Somebody else is going to be Zoche, but he's going to think that his Zechiyah is really, it's like he got a Matana. Because he's going to say, just like if the guy himself had the ability to retract, so that shows you the Hefker is still, it's not Hefker, it's really, it's because he can take it right back. So he's not going to know the difference. He's going to say, even when I acquired it,
Also not for me.
Also suffer, because like he gave me a matana. And if he gave me a matana, I'm hayav in ma'asir. Okay, so give ma'asir. But we're concerned, the Ran says, v'avila mina hayuv ala ptur, which means, v'atasurim makom achar alav, v'avila mina hayuv ala ptur. Now what? Really, he's going to say what? Since it's a matana, it's not considered hifkir, correct? Now, is this, let's talk it out ourselves. Is this item really hayav in ma'asir? It's really not hayav in ma'asir. It's really hifkir, correct? But he's going to think that it is hayav in ma'asir. Now, what is he going to go do? He's going to go take from ma'asir on another field, on this, or on this for another field, and you're not allowed to take ma'asir from one level of hayuv to ptur. When you take ma'asir, you have to take from hayuv. On hayuv, either you can take from the same stuff, or you can take from other stuff that's hayav, the same level. You cannot start taking, if this is really patur, right? But the guys think it's hayav. So either he's going to take ma'asir from this. What do you take ma'asir from? This is not ma'asir what you took here, because you're taking it to cover this. This is not to be covered. So what you just took is nothing. This is not ma'asir. It's a faulty. So we're worried that we're concerned. Get it clear. Because now you're getting into the nitty gritty of the gezerot of Chazal. Exactly how they were thinking in the people's brains. Really, according to Rabbi Yosef, the first 3 days, there's no hadush in Rabbi Yosef. First 3 days, Rabbi Yosef follows his law that what? Hifkir, you're allowed to retract, no problem. And he agrees with that'll help us with the ma'asir business also, to get the tricks away, like we'll see in a second. So technically, according to Rabbi Yosef, Resha, first 3 days, guy says this field is hifkir. Takes it, and then he takes it back. Takes it back. No hifkir. The hifkir was nullified. Okay, beautiful. Oh, so then after 3 days also. Should work that way. Should work that way until somebody else takes it. He can retract. Now, you know what we're concerned about? If we're going to let him retract after 3 days, I'm worried that when he didn't retract and somebody else took it, he's going to think that the item was like a matana. Because the guy's going to say to himself, the one who quiet. If the owner himself has the ability to retract, that means what? It's really not hifkir. It's like more of a matana. So therefore, Mali, when he did it, Mali, when I acquired it, so the Gemara says, I think it's Hayav and Ma'asir. Hayav and Ma'asir, you're going to run into problems now, Ptur and Hayuv and all that business. So the Gemara says, good, I got you, very clear. But the Gemara asks, Iyache, afidu miyom rishon namele ve'efkir. So, which means, you tell me, you don't want to forget this law of Efkir, and therefore you're saying what? That you're making a gizah that after 3 days, that once the guy makes it ifkir, he cannot reacquire it. So why don't you start that after 3 days? Do that even within the first 3 days. That once the guy makes it ifkir, he cannot acquire it. Why are you splitting 3 days? Not 3 days. The Gemara doesn't know. Amar Rabbi Tehara Ma'im. Tebefkidin vehadrin behon. Now we're throwing in that sevara. Now this is the first time we saw the sevara, which I've been speaking out the whole time. You gotta remember, we have tricksters over here. So since I'm right about the tricksters, I don't want to give a leeway on a guy and say what? He can make it ifkir, and once he makes it ifkir, it's a legitimate ifkir, because then all the tricksters are going to make their fields ifkir, and then just take it right back, and say, oh, I'm good, I'm exempt from ma'asir. So so this is what they did over it. It's Rabbi Yosef now. Get it clear. Rabbi Yosef, in this braita, is saying like this. Torah law? What's Torah law according to Rabbi Yosef? Once you make an item ifkir, it's not out of your issue until it gets to somebody else. He enforces that law in the first 3 days. Because why? It's advantageous to enforce that law in the first 3 days. Because, beautiful, now I got married to Yafkir. Once he takes it right back, Yafkir is nullified. Good, so now you trickster cannot exempt yourself from Ma'asir. Mm-hmm. He's going to use the Torah law to the advantage of weeding out Rama'im. Good. Now, the truth of the matter is, even after 3 days, that same law should apply. That a guy makes something ifkir, has the ability to acquire it, right back. But then I don't want to do that because now I'm going to forget the law of ifkir by ma'asir. Because if I let the guy take it back, which nullifies the ma'asir, somebody else might acquire it and also think that what the ifkir was nullifying it for second matana. Therefore, he's going to think the ma'asir is hayuv, and he's talking from hayuv and betun and all that. So the Biyose is going to say midrabanan after 3 days. The rabbis instituted that the hefker is not retractable. Okay, they made a gezerah. The rabbanan after 3 days. So the Gemara then asks, "Aval de oraita lo have hefker?" But after 3 days, midoraita's not ifkir. Let's speak out the ramifications now, because look at the problems that can come out now. Which is quoted to be Yosef. After 3 days, the guy makes it ifkir. Okay? Technically, can the guy reacquire it? Midoraita, quoted to be Yosef. Until somebody else takes it, he's able to take it back. That's right? So really, midoraita, it's not ifkir. Okay? Until, let's say, it gets to somebody else. So the Gemara says, "Abadoraita lo avi efker v'dilma atel le'esure min ha'chayuv ala p'tur u'min ha'p'tur ala chayuv." You can come out the problems as a result of this. Why could you come out the problems? So let's look at the Ran to see the problems that can come out. Ufarchina, all the way down. Abadoraita, see? Abadoraita lo avi efker v'dilma atel le'esure min ha'chayuv ala p'tur. Amikan ve'ilach. Good, it's going on after 3 days. What did we say according to the Biusi? After 3 days, you can't retract. The Ka'ama Nihi, the Medina of the Biusi, Yachol Lachzor Bo, Velo Avi Efkir, Tikkun Rabbanan, the rabbis instituted that Wa'ad Delive Efkir, Uvvadai, Shechibu B'Ma'asir. Well, the Ran just speaks out that they're also going to mandate the guy to give his Ma'asir. Kevad midoraita lo avi efker dinihi. Because midoraita is really not efker. According to Rabbi Yosef, when the guy makes it efker, let's say, and then acquires it back, midoraita is nothing. So when they say it's efker, they're not going to undo the law legamre. They're going to say he still has to give maaser, which means let's take the guy himself. After 3 days, guy made the. Let's discuss the Torah law, let's discuss rabbinic law. After 3 days, a guy comes along and says, my field is ifkir. And then he acquires it back. According to the B.O.C., he's hayav ma'aseh doraita. There's no ifkir.
Which day?
After 3 days.
Day 4.
No, day 4. According to the B.O.C., it's not ifkir until it gets to somebody else. So technically, once he reacquires himself, his ifkir was nullified. He's hayav ma'aseh doraita. Right or wrong? The rabbis came along and said, no, you know what? That ifkir is ifkir after 3 days. And therefore, technically, you should be patu. But they're not going to put him legamre. They're going to, you can put him legamre. Min ha-Torah, he's chayav on ma'asir. You know what? They're going to say, yes, to give ma'asir, let's say, midrabanan. It's rabbinical. Correct? They continue. They could have put him totally because rabbis have the ability to put it, you know, even the Doraita laws. If that's the case, now look at what's happen. I'm worried in the case where somebody else is going to be Zoche. Which means like this. After 3 days, day 4. The owner of the field said that is Ifkir. Min ha-Torah, the Ifkir is not Ifkir. I still have the ability to retract. Okay? So what happened now, let's say somebody else was Zoche. Okay, normally according to B.O.C., once somebody else is Zoche, so that's it, that's when Ifkir kicks in. Good, so technically now this guy over here was really Zoche from Ifkir. So what he says here, De amar Zoche ze vadai. This is Zoche is going to say, "Vadai for sure." Kevan shezikuni hachamim, b'mash shezachiti efker gamur aya, v'chazara di'idach medina lo klum hu. Which means this guy is going to make a chazara. The owner of the field is going to make a chazara. We're going to say that after 3 days, the chazara is nothing. Another guy is going to take the item over here. He's going to think that, wow, the item is 100% hefker. He's going to think it's really patur from ma'asir. Meanwhile, it's really hayaf from ma'asir min ha-Torah because the guy made a hazara. Now you have items that are really hayaf mid-de'oraita and he thinks they're going to be really patur. And now what? He's going to start taking from patur stuff on hayaf stuff or vice versa. He's going to run into a problem. Crystallize it. I just explained to you exactly the problem that you're concerned about. I say again.
Only when he retracts.
Only when he retracts. A again, your gezerot are very nice. I understand what you're trying to do to be yoseh. It's perfect. But you have one glitch here. Let's talk about the Torah law, which should work. And then let's talk about what the rabbinical enactment does. And then let's see what the problem is as a result. Torah law, according to Rabbi Yosef, is very simple. I made the field of hefker after 3 days. Day four, I made the field of hefker. It's still by me. I still have the right to retract until it gets to somebody else. And let's say I retracted. Okay, let's say I retracted from my hefker. Okay, and now somebody else took it. Doesn't matter, I retracted from my hefker. Since I retracted from my hefker, and somebody else now, it's by him, so therefore really, min haTorah, this item over here is hayav in maser.
It's mine.
Right, it's really mine. I nullified the hefker. I didn't even have a right to take it. Correct? Again, min haTorah, I say the item is hefker. Can I make hazara, according to Rabbi Yosef?
Of course,
even after 3 days you can make hazara. Rabbi Yosef, the shitato holds, mm-hmm. until it gets to somebody else, okay. I can make hazara.
Good.
That's Rabbi Yosef, and the Torah has no problem with that. Good. So that's what I did, let's say. Okay? After 3 days, I made it hefker, I want to enforce my hazara business. Technically, I can. And therefore, let's talk about me. I made hazara, after four, really this item still hayav and ma'asir, midoraita. Right or wrong? Hayav and ma'asir. No, it's not hefker. It's not hefker. Good. Good. Rabbis came along and said, you know what? After 3 days, and Rabbi Yosef, after 3 days, day four, you know what? Once you make it hefker, it's hefker. Nafkamina, somebody else is going to acquire it. We're going to consider it. He's acquiring it from hefker. Okay, he'll have to give ma'asim ed rabbanan. We're not going to go so far to exempt him from ma'asim ed oli. But he'll have to give ma'asim ed rabbanan. But hold it. You're going to have a problem. In a case where, let's say, I made it hefker after 4 days. Good. I was chozer bo. Rabbis are telling me my hazara is nothing. Somebody else acquired it. Really, min haTorah, there's a hayuv ma'aser on this. Since I retracted on my hefker, really, min haTorah, there's no hefker over here. And if this guy was not so chef from hefker, if he's chayuv to give ma'aser, midoraita. But he doesn't know it's chayuv midoraita. He thinks it's chayuv is only midrabanan. And therefore, it's going to run into problems of taking ma'asir from this field to cover a deoraita or vice versa. So, they're going to come into a problem. So, the Gemara says, we'll alleviate that issue. How will I alleviate the issue? The Gemara says, Ki ma'asret, da'amrinan le, ki ma'asret aser mine ube. We'll tell the guy in this case, whoever acquires the field after 4 days, take the ma'asir from itself. Do not take from this to cover something else or something else to cover it. By telling him to take from itself, so whatever level it is, you're covering itself. So that stipulation must work in the Takanav the Hakamim, where Rabbi Yosef will tell you, first 3 days, keep the Torah law. After 3 days, rabbinic law is going to come along and say, the hefker is hefker. I mean, the Torah really is not hefker. All right, you know what? Tell the guy, when you acquire his field, and you take him out, take from the field itself. When you take from the field, it's hayum midra banan, hayum midra, whatever it is, you're taking from itself. So you're covering the same level. On the same level. I'm not worried that you're going to cover from Ptur to Hayuv or Hayuv to Ptur, which is a problem. So basically what we did here is we answered a Braita. The Shekin is more complicated than Ula, obviously. Mm-hmm. Ula answered the Braita very simply. The whole Braita is Rabbanan. And really that's why the Resha after 3 days can't retract. Because once you make an Ifkir, Ifkir is binding. The Sefa, the reason why you can retract is because it's a temporary Ifkir. A temporary hefker, that's already a funny type of hefker. The guy's holding it by him, obviously. So if you see, he doesn't want to relinquish it totally, therefore we make haluk. Rish Lakish is the confusing one. For us, he wasn't confused. Rish Lakish himself is saying, no. I tell you, the whole right is Rabbi Yosef. The Sefa is not a problem with Rabbi Yosef. The Sefa clearly articulates Rabbi Yosef Shita. Once you make an hefker, you can hozer until somebody else acquires it. Beautiful. The Sefa, the Nesha is the problem. Because the Nesha said, well, first 3 days, he can retract. Good. That makes sense to me. But after 3 days, you're telling me you can't retract. Once you make it hefker, it's hefker. What are you talking about? The Torah, even after that, also it should be. No, we don't want you to forget the Torah of hefker by ma'asir. If that's the case, do it for the first 3 days. No, first 3 days, we worry about the ma'im. Okay, so now, but in the sefer, in the list, you can have a problem. Because what's going to happen? You're worried about the midoraita. Really, the item is hayav ma'asir. And this guy's going to think it's not hayav. In the case where, let's say, The owner was Chozer. This guy acquired it. Minat Torah really is, the Efker is nullified. And there's a Doraita Chayuv over here. And he's like, he's going to take Maaser from a Ptur, I'm sorry, from a Chayuv to cover a Ptur, or Ptur to cover a Chayuv. It's a problem. So we tell him, take it from there. So if we'll never have a issue. TV, we have a question now. Hamafkir et Karmo. Okay, what did a guy do? A guy made a Hefker on his vineyard. Ula Shahar, in the morning, Ahmad Ubatsro. The next morning he got up and he started to pluck the grapes again. He just made it Hefker the night before. So what's the deen? Hayav be peret ube olelot ubshecha upea. Peret is the law that when a person, let's say, is taking the cluster of grapes, right, to collect for himself, if he leaves, let's say, a little cluster of two grapes on the tree, on the vine, he has to leave it for the aniim. Olelot is, let's say, you have underdeveloped grapes. Mm-hmm. He also has to leave them for the aniim. Shecha is, let's say, the different that he forgot as he was picking them up. Let's say he forgot some of them in the field. Pe'ah is the corners. He has to leave to the aniim. So in all these cases over here, he's hayav. Even though the item is hifker, technically, doesn't matter. These items are still hayav nonetheless. Okay, look at the Ran for a second. Mishum dafgav defker patur mikul lehu uchtamim ba'amah neshmar demut defker afilak mishum devechulu ani ketiv ta'azov yetera mehayev bu kolekha shazik bo hu atzmo. Hadush. Normally hefker is patur and all these things, but since the guy reacquired it the next morning, so therefore he's hayav to give all these entitlements to the aniim. Upatur ben ma'asir. Now let's speak it out ourselves. Let's stop now. Let's work it out ourselves once we got the shita. What does it mean, patur min ma'asir? Now let's review. You have ula, and you have ishtakish. Let's review. According to ula, what did ula say above? Ula made the whole braita, this whole braita that with the resha and the sefa that were trying to work itself. All rabbanan. Mm-hmm. What was ula's law? That really, according to the Hakamim, when a guy makes something hefker, right? When he makes take the Limina Torah, it's out of his eshut. It's gone. So technically, when the guy himself reacquires it, Limina Torah, really the guy's patur. Right? So according to the Rabbanan, hefker works. You don't gotta wait till it gets to somebody else. Once I make an hefker, it's out of my eshut. Once I reacquire it, I am patur from ma'asim natura. The rabbis came along and said, midrabanan, 3-day rule, that what, when you take it back, you're still chayav in ma'asir. That's the 3-day rule for the Ramayim. But technically, minat Torah, you patur. So I can explain this right there very nicely. The guy was mafkir his field. The next morning, when he goes back, he's patur from ma'asir, means he's patur mid'oraita, but he's chayav midrabanan. That works out fine. So read that inside. Bishtam al de'ula, drabanan ketanila. That's the rabbi's opinion. Udoraita ketanila. Good. And a doraita you patur, but with drabanan you are hayab. However, according to Rabbi Yoseh, let's talk about Yoseh Shitana. What Rabbi Yoseh hold? Kotri Shakish, the way he explained the other braita. That 3-day rule is a Torah law, by the way. That when a guy comes along and makes it hefker, until it goes to somebody else, it's not hefker. Correct? And technically when he acquires it back, Minat Torah is going to be Hayav and Masir. Okay. Yes? So this doesn't make any sense, because it's Patum and Masir. When you Patum and Masir, Hayav Masir, Midoraita. So that's the Gemara's question. El Rishtakish, am I Patum and Masir? You Hayav Midoraita. It
was never
Hefker. Right, it was never Hefker. So Rishtakish will say, Ki Amir Anal Rabbi Yoseh Arabanani. Simple answer. I was answering that braita, Rabbi Yoseh. But this braita is the banan. Which is, who told you, just because I said that braita is Rabbi Yoseh, that every single braita is Rabbi Yoseh? In economy, which means, to reconcile that braita, I made it all like Rabbi Yoseh, but I agree that this braita has to be going like the shita of the Rabbanan. So therefore, there's no question. It's not a stira from one braita to another braita. The Shekinah can say, that braita was Rabbi Yoseh, this braita is going like Rabbanan, that really say, patum and amasim and doraita, and everything is reconciled. Amen.